This podcast is part of the Neverland Network, where faith meets video games, movies, and fun. Find more shows like this at neverlandpodcast.com. Hello again, and welcome to Watching Movies with My Pastor, or as I like to call it when we do it like this, Playing Video Games with My Wife. And she got a chance to play the Final Fantasy VII Remake a little bit last time we did this, and so I thought, okay, she had fun with it, let's continue. And so that's what we're doing. So everybody meet my wife. Here's Heather.
Hi.
And for those of you who are not aware of me, I am Jeremy, known as the Spider Pain over at the Fandom Nexus. So you might have found this podcast through that one. I don't know. But this is normally Watching Movies with My Pastor. We've had some hiccups to get Philip and I together to watch movies. So I am being prepared ahead of time. We might very soon be watching either The Natural or Jaws. I don't know. But it will be coming up soon, and it might have already aired. I don't know. Basically, I'm getting ahead of the game and recording. We're going to play this some more, and I will have video available of the playthrough along with our audio that you can watch on our YouTube channel, or you can just hear the audio here. I'm not doing anything exclusive of this particular program other than the exclusive. Normally, I put a layer of where you look like you're watching this in a theater through. I think I will have an exclusive version, though, over with not necessarily Red Circle because you can't get video, but over at our Patreon page for Patreon Neverland Podcast. You can find links at neverlandpodcast.com. I'll try to put some video up that is completely free of looking like we're sitting in a theater, and you can just watch her video playthrough. Well, then again, I didn't do that last time. I don't know, but... Yeah, well, she didn't do bad. We set her up on a very easy mode where she was given, she's up to level 45 for free, I think. And then it was gave her some very nice items. So she's not struggling at all other than she's not sure where to go. But really, it's a very linear game, so I don't think she'll have any trouble. Now, what would be fun, we get her through this and let her play Rebirth. And Rebirth will be her first real open world since the Legend of Zelda game. So she'll be able to explore, and so she won't necessarily, you know, she might want my guidance, but you can kind of explore and learn and find, you know, by the time she gets to Rebirth, she'll be an old hat at this.
Played World of Warcraft, that's open.
Yeah, that's an open world, and you can kind of go wherever you want, and Yep. There is a story to follow in Rebirth, but there's a lot of things to do in each area before you move on to the next part of the story, so you'll probably have some fun with that one. Rebirth is a lot of fun. So is this one here, but we're playing the Final Fantasy VII Remake, and I'm going to turn sound on to it very soon and then start video of it. She's getting ready to go. She's anxious. All right, so I guess that's all we really have to say about this. I'm going to turn the sound on for the other game. Where's that lovely, beautiful prelude? I'm going to turn video on. And I'm going to start a new recording on the PlayStation. That way I have video. And now you hit continue.
Okay, now this
hit
is X.
Okay,
yeah, because...
Yep. Resume from where you left off on the freight car. Yep, there you go. We left you in the freight car.
Okay.
You're about to go walking through the door.
I gotta remember where everything is now.
Well, you were facing the door.
Well, there's two doors.
I know, but they were facing you towards where you wanted to go. That way, Cloud, that way.
Okay, well, again, have to remember how to do all this.
It hasn't been that long.
Long enough.
And it's kind of nice that, you know, the people that are around you are talking.
I can't get through.
Yeah, you can. There should be on the floor. What? All right, hang on. Look at the ground. There's. See that right there? It should just pass you right on through. How is this not working? There we go.
Okay.
It's like, that's one of the things where it'll do an automatic action for you. You still have to push him through the boxes. That was weird. That should not have been weird at all. You should have been able to just go straight through. Okay. Moving into the next car. There we go, and you can talk to... There's Wedge over there. That guy's going to just stare at you.
Yeah, just trying to get through.
Feel free to push people out of your way. It's fine.
Yeah, but I don't...
They should... Well, this is... This should not be happening. Just keep pushing.
Yeah, so cramped. Get it through.
Wow. I have never seen this happen of all the times I've played this.
I can't move. Okay, maybe this
yeah,
way.
Yeah, maybe go around that way. People are just,
there we go.
There you go. And if you hit triangle, you can talk to Wedge.
Man, everyone's on edge.
Of course they are.
No, hey, Cloud.
If you're about to unburden yourself, don't.
Yeesh. You don't make it easy.
Stop that right now.
All right, you can keep going. And
stop that right now.
That's people out there. They're talking to each other. You know, other people are riding this train.
Sounded like someone needed help.
There's Biggs.
You're holding up pretty well, huh? Even after what we saw at the station and all over Sector 8?
I'm a soldier.
You see, my daughter now lives in Sector
8. My hands are still shaking.
You get used to it.
Something to look forward to. Or maybe not.
See, this is kind of fun. You're going to see some character development in Cloud as we go along here. Because he seems kind of cold, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Little help, Cloud? Please? I can't stop thinking about it. The bomb I made shouldn't have produced an explosion that big.
Sorry, I'm bumping the mic.
It doesn't make any sense.
The explosion triggered a reaction with the Mako. You said so yourself.
That was my first guess, but shouldn't the reactor have fail-safes to prevent that kind of thing?
I'm sure Sector 7's...
You mentioned invisible enemies back there, right?
Right.
No. I'm just looking for excuses for something that was clearly my own fault. Gotta own up to it if I'm gonna learn from this and move on. Thanks, Cloud. You're a good listener.
Yes, I play this with the subtitles on. Mainly because you can foresee that what everybody's talking on the sides, but also sometimes there's so much noise and background talking that I can't focus on what they're saying.
Yeah.
And it blends in so I can read it.
What kind of maniacs would go so far as to bomb a reactor?
They've yet to announce it publicly, but I heard it was Avalanche's doing.
Really? Aren't they the terrorists who tried to kill the president?
Is there nothing they won't do?
Hey, quit talking out your ass. Everyone knows Avalanche only cares about saving the planet.
Just who do you think you are?
A law-abiding concerned citizen.
Law-abiding?
Yeah, with an arm like that.
Shh. Don't antagonize him.
In my humble opinion, that explosion was a message. A message to the bastards bleeding our planet dry.
By the way, this episode is rated PG because there's a little bit of language.
Loud and clear, y'all's masters.
We will not submit to intimidation or violence, but work together for peace and prosperity. That is how civilized people change the world.
That's right.
That is the Shinra Creed.
They're scaring us, Diffs.
They're fighting words.
It's what we believe. We all have to follow our conscience, don't we?
We should go.
Right.
Well, you're dealing with a world where one greedy company has control of the media and controls what everybody thinks. Because they have control of the media. Now, we've never heard of a media that was controlling what everybody could think and lying to everybody, have we?
Molasses, am I right?
You can talk to Barrett right there, too.
You hear that suit? Shinra Creed my ass.
He might have a second thing he
We're
says,
the
too.
Good guys, damn it.
Yeah.
You hear that suit?
Yeah, he only has. They usually only have, like, two different things that they'll say if they do that. But Jesse's waiting to talk to you over here.
And someone's snoring.
Yeah.
Let's get this out of the way. Personally, I find visual aids make the dull stuff a lot more bearable. If it helps, think of it as an initiation rite.
How many times do I have to tell you people? I'm not...
There's such a thing as playing too hard to get. So, here we've got a wireframe model of the great city of Midgar, complete with massive steel plates suspended 300 meters above ground level, atop which stands a shining beacon of civilization. The whole system is sustained by the Mako reactors, which feed the insatiable appetites of the public.
The train will be passing through an ID checkpoint shortly.
This here is the train's route. As you can see, it'll take us around this main pillar. Look, we're about halfway through it now. They've set up a checkpoint here to scan the IDs of all passengers heading in and out. Date of birth, residential status, criminal history. All that and more is automatically cross-referenced in their databases. Public security wouldn't have it any other way. Heads up. Don't worry. Our IDs are impeccable.
So where do they carry the IDs? That's
What'd
the question.
I tell ya? Have a little faith.
In a pocket or something.
Won't
Somewhere in her armor.
We reach the bottom. Relax.
It's a good blend of science fiction and fantasy.
It's because of that great big pizza in the sky that people down there gotta struggle to survive. Shinra sucks up Mako. While the soil turns to dust, the air fills with smog, and the flowers die.
Then leave and don't look back. That's what's always worked for me.
Well, that's all well and good, if you're only out for yourself. But the folks down there don't have the luxury of choice, you know?
See, deep down, he's really just a small-town country boy.
There's only one way it can
He's not used to the city thing. So. And you got a trophy. And the thing is, you could almost look at Shinra as they developed a green energy and took everybody away from fossil fuels. Because you literally will find that, because Barrett was in a coal mining town that he grew up with before Shinra came in and wiped out the coal mine. But that's another story.
Hot damn, we are good!
Yes! Bombs detonated one, members lost zero.
And one step closer to a brighter future.
Hell yeah!
Guys! Lower your voices, huh? People are listening.
We started
right. Yeah.
Now get some R&R. You've earned it. Just be ready for the next mission, all right? See you soon. At Seventh Heaven. You know, where Tifa works. Don't keep her waiting. She'll worry.
Just follow him. There might be on the other end of the that platform. There might be something over there. I can't remember. Can't remember if there's goodies over there. Plus, it gives you a chance to run around just a little bit to kind of feel for it. Oh, okay. No, I don't see anything. Never mind. I was thinking maybe the platform had some goodies. I don't think you'll have too many goodies to pick up yet for a little bit. So you can just head to Seventh Heaven and. Now, I mean, comparing how you get a good look at this area, like, the original game is just this small, tiny area that you get to look at. Now you got this whole open area to look around. Oh, you know what? Go look over at that countertop. Hang on. Where that guy was selling stuff back there?
I'm not doing anything.
Oh, you know what? I bet your controller needs a good cleaning.
What am I looking at?
Go over. There was music back there. That guy's truck. I wonder if he. No, he doesn't really typically sell. But I think it's gonna be at the jukebox. You get to buy it. But along the way, you get to buy alternate versions of the music for a jukebox. And there's like achievements for buying it. But I don't remember. Wow. When you hear music playing, usually you can go and buy stuff. But I don't think you're ready to buy things. I don't know if you have any gill in your pocket. Back around over there where you were going before.
Oh, I didn't.
Where are you going? You're going backward now.
I don't know where I'm supposed to go.
There's a whole open area right over there. I'm going to have to get some rubbing alcohol and clean your joysticks on that one, because that might have been what happened when you were trying to play Stanley Parable. It's the kind of problem I've had with PS5 controllers, that they get a little dirt or something somewhere, and the next thing you know, they're one of the sticks go, and unfortunately it's your movement stick that's got you.
Sector 8 was a nightmare. Fires everywhere.
This guy's annoying.
Mako is the lifeblood of the planet? Yeah, the hell it is. Goddamn eco-warriors with their dumbass posters. I tear them down and they're back up inside of an hour. Like I've got nothing better to do.
Clearly he has nothing better to do because he's tearing them down every time.
I mean, look at all that steelwork. You trying to tell me that's not progress? What the... You okay, buddy?
So that's one of the things Mysterious
Mako
is...
junkie, huh? Figures.
The added element that he's like... It's almost like he's got memories of the future somehow or another since Aerith touched him. But there they are. Go hang out with them. Yeah, that's that guy. Usually it's going to face you the way you want to go.
Well, he spun me around, so I don't know where...
That hot shower can't come soon enough.
I can barely tell my skin from all the ash and sweat.
Yeah, follow them.
When I get back, it's just looking. Time.
Okay.
And you, Jesse?
I don't know. If you're out here.
Trying to keep you from getting lost.
Yeah. You're such a kidder.
You'll learn your way around Sector 7 slums pretty easy. You'll be here for a while, so. Yeah, you see 7th Heaven right ahead, right?
Hmm? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I just don't know what all this other stuff is.
There'll be some shops you get to go and check out, but a lot of this is just, you know, background scenery, making the world around your world building. Everybody over here watching TV. Shinra controls the media. Tells everybody what to believe and what to think.
How long is it going
to
keep burning?
Oh, I didn't push forward. No, stop
yeah,
it.
I know. I need to clean your stick. I feel like I might have to pause and do it. Yep. It's just framing you to make sure you're looking over at 7th Heaven. Seriously, the Japanese anime cutesy little girls, they're just so adorable.
That's right, Angel, I am.
Just want to just hug them, like, it's a cute little kid.
Yeah, I picked up a Tifa.
Hugs for the kids.
Oh, you did you? Well, well.
Give them candy and read them a story and send them to bed.
Where'd you get that? I can't remember the last time I saw a real one.
Now you remember what that flower means, right?
Yeah.
How sweet. When did you get so thoughtful?
Guy can change. Has been 5 years.
Huh?
You'll get that explanation later.
Right. Come on in.
Not in this game, really, but...
Daddy, the Mako place blew up. Everyone on TV's talking about it.
Don't you worry about all that silliness. Daddy's here, and he's not going anywhere tonight. Now turn that thing off and let's get you to bed, huh?
No.
Yeah, your money. Ask Tifa. She takes care of all that.
That's a little girl.
Yep, talk to Marlene if you want to.
Hey! What the hell do you think you're doing scaring my daughter like that?
Daddy says never talk to strangers.
That's right, honey. I do say that. What a good girl you are remembering Daddy's lessons. You know what else good girls do? They go to bed on time. Come on.
But I'm not tired. I want to talk some more, Daddy.
All right. But just this once.
So then, what can I get you?
My money. I'm still waiting on it.
Right. About that, we should talk outside.
Okay, I think you can go over to the jukebox.
Real quick, too. Did the people who died all return to the planet?
Of course.
Why do I need to come over here to the jukebox?
I'll show you, I think. Oh. I think you might be able to see if just unlocked Tifa's theme. So this is where you can play tunes and stuff, and you can add more songs by collecting music discs, which can be found in the field, or their presence is marked with a music icon. So you can go and you can buy music and stuff for it. It's just kind of a fun thing.
How do we get out of here?
Right, the hamburger thing is like your options button, where the start button would be.
Which one is it?
It says options. It's on your. It's where a start button would be on a Nintendo. You switch player, you.
What?
So, ta-da! You've got Tifa's theme. Well, a remix of it that's playable, but yeah, you can hit the exit circle button. Unless you want to play Tifa's theme off of there. So,
whatever.
I was just showing you the jukebox. Okay, Tifa's waiting outside.
Before we get on to money, there's an empty apartment in a place just down the road. It's nothing fancy, but I was thinking you could stay there for now. The landlady's a big friend of the cause, so you wouldn't even have to pay rent. Sound good?
Sure does. Thanks.
Follow me then. How was it up on the plate?
It was chaotic.
Sorry for dragging you into all this. It was wrong of me to put you in danger like that. I promise I won't do it again.
Dangerous part of the job. Don't worry about me.
I'll try not to.
Always happy to help stick it to Shimmer.
Not good at all.
I don't know what it is.
So, you make nice with everyone?
Much as I could, all things considered. Maybe not enough for them.
Good. You had me worried. You're not exactly a people person.
I'll give you that.
I saw Sector 8 on the news. It was like a war zone.
The news is just another Shinra mouthpiece. They'll spread whatever lies Shinra tells them to.
Think they'll attack
so
Sector 7?
It wasn't that bad?
Brought this on themselves.
It was.
Oh, right.
They're just not going to tell the truth about the cause of the real damage.
And here we are, good old Stargazer Heights. You're on the second floor.
And remember, you can turn the camera to help you just keep walking forward so you can see what you're doing. Oh, we didn't reverse your horizontal, did we?
Room 201 here is where I sleep. Don't have time for much else, what with Seventh Heaven and all. Not even time to decorate. Here's your room, 202. Don't worry. I already told the landlady about you.
You did?
Yes? Oh, I mean, I told her I had a friend looking for a place to stay. Was that too much?
No. It's fine. And this?
That one's, Know what? It's getting late. I'll introduce you tomorrow.
Now, if you want, you can go around her, I think, and there's a chest hidden. Over around the corner and up a ladder. She'll be waiting there. We're just gonna grab some goodies. Goodies are fun. We like goodies. Da da da! Tuft of Phoenix Down comes in handy. We'll revive somebody who gets knocked out. I think you've got another one in your inventory too from that, so. Here we go, okay. See, I know where all the hidden goodies are. Doesn't that help?
Yeah.
See, the original game didn't have all the extra stuff of where he was staying the night, because he just slept, remember, downstairs with everybody.
Yeah.
Okay, open the door.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if I was going to...
She'll follow you.
Talk to her. Oh, okay.
New day in an apartment, already bringing girls into your room.
Ow.
It's a little bare, but should be enough to get you through the night. If you want anything else, we can always
there
get
there's one thing. My money. You guys owe me 2,000, remember?
I do. And we'd love to settle up, especially since this was your first job for us, but...
That's it?
Sorry. We spent the rest preparing for the mission. That really is it. But not for long. I'm collecting money for filters tomorrow, so I can pay you after.
And you're sure about that?
Of course, as long as you help, that is. Wait, then I'd have to pay you for that, too. Never mind.
No, 2,000's enough. That's what we agreed on, so that'll be the price. With what you gave me, that leaves 1,500.
You're the best. I'll see you bright and early at the bar, then. Thanks again for everything. Sleep tight.
Guess it's time for introductions.
Okay.
Sounds like upset stomach. Or maybe snoring?
You'll find out. Go knock on that guy's door over to the left. We're gonna have to fix your horizontal here in a bit. I'll try to fix your control sticks.
Hey! You okay in there? Oh. Coming in.
Oh.
What are you doing to Marco? This is his apartment. He's got a few problems, but he's not a bad guy. The landlady asked me to check on him now and then to make sure he's okay. Can I ask you to do the same?
Sure.
Mysterious. Spooky.
So is that for real, or was he dreaming?
That was real.
Okay.
But that leaves the question, is he the only one that ever sees the black robes pop up as Sephiroth? Okay, we're going to hit pause real quick.
Where is pause?
I just wanted a new video recording to go from. Okay, hits the circle button and you can get out of there. Hopefully now your controller's all fixed. We did a quick pause there to adjust the horizontal to invert it for her. Feel better now? Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it only makes sense you turn left to go left and right to go right, but...
Well, you have to think like a different circle and stuff. Okay. You've already got the thing over here, so...
Pester the poor dude again.
Pester Marcus. Or Marco, I guess you call him. Yeah.
Should I?
No.
No.
You can go knock on Tifa's door.
She's probably not there, though. Yeah, see, they're not there.
Oh, I think normally I thought when he'd do that, he would say, "Don't be weird." Okay, Merle wants to talk to you though.
Well, now you must be Cloud. I'm Merle, your landlady. So how'd you like the place? You from up on high?
I've been around.
I'll bet. No matter, all kinds come through with all kinds of reasons. If you ever need an ear to bend, I'll lend you mine. Can be about anything. Even Tifa.
What's she to you?
The granddaughter I never had. And if you hurt her, I'll take it out of your hide. You hear me?
Loud and clear.
Good. Now you'd best get a move on to Seventh Heaven. She's got a head start on you and then some.
She's got crazy anime hair.
I was
going
to say the hair is kind of...
Nothing to report. Maintaining surveillance. Oh, being a spy is so cool.
Where is that coming from?
There he is, see the little kid hiding in the dumpster. See, they put so much effort into all the side characters. The little NPCs are doing things.
I
and
can't talk to him.
Having their own best life, you know.
Okay, I'm not sure where I'm supposed to go.
Just straight over. They're going back to Seventh Heaven.
My husband decided to go to the station and see if it had gotten any better.
Tifa will take you on a tour around the town a little bit later when you get over there. Yeah. But... It's just great how games can bring such worlds to life now, and they put so much effort into these. It's just great. Yep, there's Seventh Heaven right there. To your left.
It's a sad day when people can't.
There's Kitty Cat. Remember that.
What's happening to the planet?
He's so cute. I can't pet him, though.
Yeah, you'll have some interaction with the white kitties here later.
Morning.
Hey.
Just so you know, Marlene's still asleep. Let's get down to business, shall we? These water filters won't replace themselves. Although the next batch probably could, if Jessie put her mind to it.
Most home
in the area has one. Folks love them because they practically eliminate the rotten egg smell. Honestly, they make us more money than this place. And it's easy money, too. We bring new filters, collect the old ones, and get paid. What?
Give me a break. I'm not a salesman. I'm a soldier.
Which is why no one will refuse to pay. What do you say? Please?
Let's get this over with.
Great. And while we're at it, I'll give you the grand tour.
See, her eyes, I guess they're supposed to be brown, but they always look red to me.
Yeah, I was just thinking that, actually, as we were...
Yeah.
Well, I was talking to her the previous night before.
Go ahead and keep whatever we collect.
Seeing as you didn't bring any luggage, I'm guessing there's stuff you need to buy.
But it's kind of a thing with anime.
And don't worry.
Get red eyes. You get yellow eyes.
We'll pay the difference after. Barret's out making his rounds, too.
Don't take your eyes off Dr. Tool.
Take your time now, okay?
Some creepy dude hit on me with that all the items you could want straight from the place.
Your first item shop.
Your needs or your budget or wide selection of items.
Hey there. Here to change out your water filter.
Tifa, baby, how you doing? Been waiting for you to... Wait, who's he?
Cloud's in charge of
you think
collections.
She gets that reaction a lot?
He'll take your money.
Yeah.
Sounds like a pretty sweet gig. If you ever need someone to fill in, I'm your man.
In your dreams, maybe.
Huh?
Cloud! Since we're here, maybe we should do a little shopping.
Suppose I could take a look?
Okay, now, yeah, hit buy, of course. But you hear, see, that's what the music I was trying to tell you about. You hear, like, music playing on a little box. Mm. Just hit X there, and you can go to the store. You've actually got 51,478 gil to spend.
Oh.
So the first thing, buy the Prelude.
Mm.
There you go. And you can, I think you can go and select the other one. Oh, yeah, you can only buy one. So hit X again to confirm. So that's the music that's playing. Now you've bought it.
Okay.
Okay, you currently own 80 potions, 54 phoenix towns, and 50 antidotes. You don't need to buy any of that, but let's look at your material.
Holy cow.
Yeah, boy, it gave you so much free stuff. Whoop, we ain't done.
Oh, is it still under items?
Yeah, well, yeah, you can go under items. All right, you see up the top how it's got the L2 and the R2 to go side to side. So if you hit, like, R2, you can go over and look at... I was looking at all items with the L2. That's everything. I mean, you can still see the material. All right, you own 3 healing, you own 2 fire, you own 2 ice, you own 1 lightning, you own 3 deadly dodges already. It couldn't hurt
so
that's
what to... that's what I own.
Yeah,
okay.
That's your own. Stock would be what he's got in stock.
Okay, he has none of that in stock, apparently.
Well, no, he does have it, or he wouldn't have it on the list.
Oh.
But you're basically, you know, on anything that has a limit, that's when that would be a number. So he only had 1 of the Prelude, because there's only 1 in the game for you to buy. But all the other stuff, you could buy as much of it as you would need. Now, you only have 1 piece of lightning materia. Just for the giggles, I would buy another piece of lightning materia. That way you and Tifa can both have some, because you're going to have a little adventure together. Yeah, so buy some extra lightning. There you go.
Oh, and that's...
Yep, and now you can just circle out. Unless you want to buy more stuff. You know, but
I don't know what else I would buy.
You're pretty loaded with items right now, so... You know, it's always good to have some more materia. But yeah, I try to make sure there's a piece of for everybody.
He doesn't actually carry any weapons or armor.
There's a weapons in the store. Accessories are like armor. If you wanted to, you could sell things, but...
If you're ever in the market for anything else, drop on by. Especially if Teef is with you.
We'll see you around, okay?
Wow.
And let us know when your filter next needs changing.
Which way did she...
Right there.
No matter your... He's a regular. Stock up here, and he might throw in a freebie or two.
For you, maybe.
Well, you could try being a little nicer.
To get free shit? Not my style.
Wow.
No, I think he's a little jealous with the way
our next stop is Stargazer Heights. Landlady's a client.
Just met her.
Then you know what to expect. Remember, she's a good friend of Avalanche, so be nice. Please...
Can't help but take a little pleasure in their panic.
More than a little.
Apparently it was done by a terrorist group called Avalanche.
This is nothing to report. Maintaining surveillance. Hey, Marl. Got some filters for ya.
Tifa, my dear, dear girl. Oh, what's he doing here?
Working?
Be nice.
Yeah, she gets on Cloud's case,
Cloud's
but...
helping me with collections.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, Marl was kind of rude.
I'm pretty good at taking care of myself, you know.
That I do. Still, better him than you. No charm, no wit. Big sword, but no skills.
I've got skills.
Be nice.
See, I wonder what it was like.
You're looking lovely, Glum.
I forgot what the
Are
word they use.
Are you getting enough sleep?
When
a
they...
good long rest will cure anything, I tell you.
Well, translating is one way to say it, but
on the ground floor. Am
localization,
right?
That's what
that
they call
you
it.
You are.
Sometimes
now,
something gets changed.
Your money.
Thanks, Marl. You take care of yourself.
So,
don't do anything I wouldn't do.
I wonder in other languages how it actually works out. a little bit different. Yeah, wrist spots is how you heal up and everything. But I wonder, like, what that conversation was actually supposed to have been more like. Because Marl seems pretty rude in the localization for the U.S. and for English language. And Cloud doesn't seem like he was being rude. But I wonder what, like, in the original Japanese, what that would have been like. Because apparently there are some differences. I have had people show me scenes in Rebirth where the dialogue is entirely different in the Japanese. And some other languages got a little closer to the Japanese. But that whole conversation just doesn't flow properly.
Well, I had the thought, too, of, like, you know, when Tifa says, oh, and I've told her about you. And he's like, well, what have you said? You know, kind of like the what have you said. And she's like, oh, yeah, just, you know, try to play cool. But I'm like, I bet she's talked about him a lot more to the landlady than she was saying, which might indicate that, like, oh, yeah, Tifa kind of likes him. And Tifa kind of likes him. And then she's just kind of like, well, you need to be nice to him, you know.
Yeah. Well, she would tell any guy that, you know. I don't think Tifa ever expected Cloud to show up here in Midgar, though.
Marl's great. She helped get me set up back in the day.
You've been here a while now?
5 years, give or take.
How? Ain't they short-handed?
But never mind that. We've got to get you your money. Last stop is the weapons store.
Yeah, the give or take is a lot of difference in that book. With her story.
Hey, if it isn't Tifa. It's
you here for the filter?
This guy's so rude, though, too.
Hey! That last filter didn't do shit!
Bleep.
We're so sorry about that. Hopefully this one will work better.
Save your excuses and get out!
All right. If you could just settle your bill, we'll be on our way.
The hell? You charging me for your busted-ass goods?
My associate handles payment disputes.
Think you can mosey up in here and have it your way?
Pretty please.
Thank you very much. Seeing as we're done with our rounds and you've got a small fortune now, why not take a gander at the weapons?
And now you can do business.
When will Barret be back with the rest?
Before we open up tonight. It'll be a while yet, so what do you want to do?
Don't really know.
In that case, I've got a suggestion. Want to hear it? If you're serious about becoming a merc, then you're going to need to start making connections. It's not what you know, but who you know, you know?
You know? No.
Another lesson for life on the ground floor.
Yep. Connections get you jobs. Jobs build your rep. And more rep gets you better connections.
How do I start?
Why not help out the neighborhood watch? They're mostly volunteers, but you'll get to know people.
Yeah, okay.
Didn't
see
anybody at the office. So let's head up top.
Before you go, you can go and buy some weapons from that guy right there.
No better way to keep you and your family safe than with a weapon of your own. Come and check out our
selection. Maybe the other guy will have a triangle
on
him.
With our friendly staff
there we go. Yep. There we go.
Friendly staff. Needs.
I ain't got nothing for a punk ass bitch like you. Get on out of here.
What a jerk.
Oh, okay. Well, you will be able to buy some weapons, I think, eventually from here.
What a jerk.
Yeah, I know. I don't like that guy. I don't think anybody does.
Your family safe,
the other guy was, like, at least halfway friendly.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm running into a door.
I thought you'd be able to buy weapons, though, now, but maybe not. There's at least accessories. Okay, well, she went the other way.
Oh, okay. Well, I saw the little thingy, but... Come on now.
Now you're having a harder time turning than you did before. Not down there. She's right over there.
Up then. There we go.
We gotta do something about the monsters on Scrap Boulevard.
I don't remember if there's anything around that corner or not.
Not alone, you won't.
Okay, well, now what? She's here, but...
Well, take a peek around the corner real quick, just to be sure if there's any goodies.
People just...
Yep, I see. I thought so. There's a chest. Goodies. Bottle of ether. Those will refill your magic.
Okay,
now... Tifa, I think, was standing by a doorway. See?
You're making that face.
She's waiting for you to go in the door.
Oh.
That's where the Neighborhood Watch hangs out. Guess who the Neighborhood Watch is?
Didn't know you
surprise,
were holding down the
surprise.
Fort.
Huh? Hey, Cloud. Looking to join the Neighborhood Watch?
That depends. What does this Neighborhood Watch do?
Lots of stuff, really. But our top priority is taking care of any beasts that wander into town. That and teaching the locals how to defend themselves.
Like they say, the only one who will look out for you is you.
Cloud's a great fighter, but only we know that. If no one knows him, no one will hire him. Thought if he joined the watch, he could get his name out there.
That would work for everybody.
Truth be told, we could really use your help. We can't pay you in gil, but we'll work something out. for example... Aha! What about your sword? I could mod it for you.
No thanks. It's fine just the way it is.
What? You some kind of purist? I know I'd never pass up a chance to improve my gear. Come on. At least let me show you how it's done.
I haven't had to mod my gear in this game in a long time because I've already maximized everything, so... There's a whole menu thing. You get to pick some different abilities. So do a quick tutorial. You basically, skill points you earn, you get to use them to unlock special skills. So you can enhance weapons and unlock weapon skills through upgrade weapons, which now will pop up in your menu. Okay, so... Oh, yeah, 185 skill points it gave you? Goodness. First, you select the character you'd like to upgrade. Press X to select Cloud. Whew. Okay, the number on the right of each weapon is how they're maximum. But my goodness, next select the weapon you want to upgrade. Press X to select the Buster Sword. Oh my goodness, you're going to be able to upgrade the snot out of this thing. Holy cow. Okay, well, let's start with the,
It's going so fast. I'm not even... It's just...
It's trying to show you everything.
Okay, well, it's going
so
really
unlock
fast.
Weapon skills and enhance your weapons. Weapon skills can be unlocked using SP skill points. Every weapon has its own skill point pool. Use the stick or the control pad to select weapon skills to unlock. So you're in a tutorial right now, so you're not completely in control.
Okay, now
okay,
what do
so
I do?
You're in the core of the Buster Sword. Okay, hit your X button, or maybe you'll get to move around. Can you move?
No, I can't move around.
All right, so yeah, hit the X button to go to the next thing. Okay, so those are the things you can improve about this particular core of the weapon.
Okay,
so that
magic
would be
attack power.
Yeah, your magic attack power. It increases, of course, the magic attack power of your stuff. So if you hit X, you could unlock it. It would cost you 5 points. You could do that.
I mean, I have
go
lots
ahead.
To use,
why not?
Right?
Yeah, goodness, do you have a lot to use.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, max XP, or HP. That's always good. Boost your HP by about 100. Padoof. And there's even another one. Enhanced Punisher. You haven't used Punisher mode yet, but might as well boost it. You got the points. Goodness sakes. Wow, we give you such a bonus. There you go. Attack power increased by 5. Okay, now we can move on to another core. If you hit like the L2 or R2, you can go to one of the different cores. And
plus
see if you
four.
See it. Whoop, you see in the center. Well, you see the list is popping up for each one. I think you have to unlock each subcore. So that's subcore
well, that's
one.
The
I think
one.
You have to unlock that one.
We'll just do this one first. Just
yeah.
Go in order.
There we go. Unlock. Yeah, you gotta kind of unlock them in order like you're doing, so. Boost your defense. It's kind of like, I'm trying to think if there's any game you've played that actually had where you can improve your weapons like this. And give yourself abilities. World of Warcraft,
World
I can't remember.
World of Warcraft,
did it?
Kinda.
Okay.
Is that it? Okay, that's
okay.
It for that one.
Change core with the R2 or L2 button. Here's version 2, so. So, yeah, just boost every. Oh my goodness.
I will take it, because I'm kind of pathetic.
Ooh, boost to material slot. That's always a good one to have. Magic regeneration, 10% boost. That's nice. Goodness sakes, I bet you're going to be able to get all your stuff unlocked here.
Oh, nope,
you
nope,
were
nope,
there.
Nope.
There you go. Max HP up. Ooh, hang on. Go back. Go back there. There you go. Unlock that. You're going to like that.
I hit the wrong button.
Alright, now to the next core. Let's see, you're probably going to be able to unlock everything, magic defense. I like to kind of look at everything, just to, you know, and go for the see, like, there's a materia unlock over there, that round one, I think. Well, not that one, but the other, that darker one right there. Over, no, you don't
I'll
see that?
There
you
eventually.
Go. New materia slot. Eventually you'll be able to do this for Tifa and stuff, too. Everybody has to earn their own skill points, though. I thought you were just having a walk through the park before, but my gosh. Have you got everything in there? Nope, not that one yet. And you still got 25 skill points.
Well, there was a 4.
Did you get everything? Oh, it's okay. There's a materia unlock again, that black one that's floating by. Always do those first. They're the most expensive, but they're also the most useful.
Yeah, I think I'm out of, because that takes...
Yeah, but that's worth it. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so this I'm done spending.
Yeah, okay, well, so. Hit the circle button. The circle button is the typical back button.
Okay, well.
Okay, You can automate the allocation by selecting a weapon and pressing triangle to change your weapon upgrade settings. Select the setting that best accommodates your battle strategy. It's fine to pick it out yourself, though, instead of having to auto do it. Because okay. I'm here to guide. Okay. Just hit a button to back out. Unlocking skills has all kinds of beneficial effects, such as boosting weapon stats and increasing materia slots, as you've seen. Okay. When a character levels up and the max XP of their equipped weapon increases, the weapon also levels up. The higher the weapon level, the more types of weapon skills become available. This ends the tutorial. Thank you for watching. Okay, now let's hop out one more time with circle. All right, go to your materia and equipment. We got two more slots to play with, so let's see.
Like triangle to set materia? Is that?
Yeah, let's hit the triangle. Okay, so we're at now. You've got, let's see,
fire,
some fire.
Healing.
Got healing.
And then do I hit
What's down the other ones? What's down there? Okay, that's an HP up. That's always nice. Lightning. So you're carrying a lightning already, and ice. I don't think there's anything you can want to put in that empty space. Hit X, and you'll see all your materia, but you're using everything right now. You could put barrier in there if you wanted to.
Sure. Might as well do something that I don't have.
Put something in there. Yeah. You got all kinds of room. You've got a lot. Oh, you could even give yourself another. Oh, you could give yourself an MP up.
Oh, there was a parry materia.
I don't think you're going to be able to ever parry. You never even used your block button.
No. Deadly dodge.
Parry is a difficult thing to do. Deadly dodge, you never dodged anything. Usually get the MP up materia. Gives you a bit more magic.
What's that?
And it's maxed out. You save some of that for Tifa. But yeah, you can do that. Use your MP
this
up.
This one?
No, the MP right there. MP up.
Well, the other one said MP up too.
No, the other is HP up.
Oh.
There we go.
Okay,
so you're boosted. Alrighty, now you can hop out of there.
All set? Needless to say, you'll have to try it out to appreciate the difference. Thanks. We'll do you one better. Spread the word to everyone who'll listen about the new Mercantown.
Between him and Wedge, there isn't anyone they don't know.
I'll march through the streets singing your praises, even on an empty stomach.
So, where are these monsters?
Scrap Boulevard. Good hunting.
Hey, Cloud, I'll come with.
No, I've got this.
But you don't know the way, do you?
Lead on.
Sure thing. I know these streets better than anyone.
You see those typical Japanese movements now?
Yeah,
I think I told you about that. They did motion capture everybody, though. Okay, she's part of your group, so now if we go to the menu...
Okay.
Not that one.
Oh.
Triangle button. Remember the commands menu, because you're going to want to use it. Not the triangle button, I'm sorry. The start button.
Oh.
The hamburger options button. Okay, see, now we have her available. And oh my goodness, look at her, already level 45 as well. Okay, so let's upgrade weapons. And look at Tifa's got 185 points to upgrade her gloves. So here we go. Now, of course, you could triangle and just auto allocate, or we could just do what we were just doing. Goodness sakes. There's going to be no challenge to this at all.
Are you jealous?
I'm maxed out level 70, so I have all this stuff, but getting it all. I wouldn't have wanted to get it this easy at the beginning.
Well. I'm kind of here for the story.
Yeah, I know. You're here for the story, so, I mean, that's fine. And for you, it's good, but you don't play money games or anything. Ooh, you'll have enough to unlock everything here anyway, but I was about to say, always go for the materia unlock first, because I don't know what materia she's got. She's probably got a chakra materia, which is very handy. It takes two of your ATB bars, though, to do that. Did you get everything off of that one already? Oh.
I thought so.
Oh, yeah, okay, just let's check in. It seemed like kind of quick you got it everywhere.
It's learning.
Yeah.
I am learning. It's probably going to be like Clouds where I'll get through like the third one. And then.
Yeah, and then you can pick up the materia one on the fourth one. You'll probably have to do this with every new character you get. So everybody's going to be, like, so powerful. And usually with this one, everybody levels up with you, which is nice, because, like, the original game, if they weren't in your party, they weren't getting any experience.
Okay,
make sure you do that one first.
That one?
Yeah. And that's probably all you're going to get out of that one.
That's all I'm going to get out of it. Yeah, because that's what I got from...
That gives you more material slots.
Cloud.
Yeah.
There was a... Oh, that was...
There's an even another one. Yeah, so...
Oh,
you'll get an extra bonus.
Well, these are kind of more expensive.
Yeah, I know. As you get the higher up in course, they get more expensive.
Okay, never mind. I thought for some reason they were more expensive than clouds, but they're just about the same.
No, they're about the same.
Okay.
So. Okay, and oh, she's got an ability of a dive kick. Instead of Punisher Mode, that's what her special thing. And then you can see a little video of what her dive kick looks like.
Okay, now can I go through and...
At her materia. Yes, you can.
Where am I? Materia. Oh, okay.
Yep, materia and equipment. Make sure you're on Tifa's thing. There you go. Set materia. Well, you hit X, and you want to hit triangle to set materia. That's what she's got right now. She's wearing a cog bangle for her defense.
There we go.
There we go. See, chakra is kind of handy. It takes two of your ATB bars, but you can have her do like this prayer thing, and it'll heal people. She's using deadly dodge, which on her own, she'll probably make use of it if you're not controlling her, and she'll probably parry on her own as well. But what's the two greens that she has over there?
One was wind
and fire. You can give her lightning and ice. You could give her a boost to her HP. You got choices. Give her some healing material, and then she can heal. She's not carrying it. Now you see how the letters are marked. See, so C is for Cloud, obviously. So you can give her a healing material so she can heal for you. Now, I got to remember, you got to command her to do a lot of these extra stuff, but you can give her some of the material. Lightning material will be useful. Well, what you're about to actually go through and do... and another quick tip. Put ice up there on your gloves. Give her some ice. So anything that's in your... Like, the top tier there is your weapons, right?
Yeah.
So anything that you're wearing...
Yeah.
...will also affect... When you hit something, it'll do damage for that you have ice. And monsters are typically vulnerable to cold.
Okay.
So it's always... I don't know if it's on this one, if they changed it, or maybe it's just in Rebirth they had where you have to add an element materia connected to it to actually... Yeah, you might need an element materia to get it actually to connect to it, but keep that in mind that you can attach powers to your weapons, or if you put it on your armor, if you put an element of a certain ice, suddenly now you're not taking that much damage from ice.
Okay, now where is she? Okay,
so she's right there. She's now going to follow you.
Oh, where am I supposed to go?
Okay, well, you see this bar up top of the screen?
Scrap Boulevard. It'll point you in the right there. Past the barricades supposed to keep the monsters out.
Okay, well, where is
West? Should prepare, just in case.
All right, well, you see the thing at the top of the screen, right? Follow the exclamation point up there. You see it?
Yeah, but that can't go that way.
All right, you're not catching this. You're not seeing the thing at the top of the screen.
I'm seeing the thing on the top of the screen when I go.
Okay. Turn, rotate around. Notice how it's like when you're aimed. See, it's trying to point you in the right direction. Oh, you can talk to Chadley right there.
Who's Chadley?
This weird little kid. Oh, maybe you're not ready to talk to him yet. Okay, you'll be able to talk to him later. He'll give you some side stuff to do. That'll come up later. You hear people talking about you as you go. I think you can talk to that guy before you go through the gate. Or maybe he'll just talk to me and try to go.
Be careful.
No, he knows what you're here for. Time to get you into a fight. You gonna go pick a fight?
I was just thinking.
I can see why monsters would feel right at home.
And the more we pile up, the more they show up.
I'm not gonna tell you which way to go at all. And you just got stuff in there to fight with. I'll let you sort it out.
I was gonna say the dark hole looks like a good start.
Well, then go that way. You just gotta clean this whole area out. It'll be a cakewalk. Seriously. Oh, look, materia.
Now what do I do to pick it up?
Triangle button.
Oh, okay.
That's your interact with everything button. Some ice materia. I mean, there's a box to smash right there. A couple of them, too.
And there's our first challenger. Okay. Show me what you've got, Cloud.
All right, now your attack, remember, is on your square button.
Oh, okay.
X is the command menu. Now, remember ATB. Remember your ATB meters? When they fill up, you can use some of those actions in the command menu. You can also command Tifa. You just got a trophy. Alright, smack those for some goodies.
Wow! So that's what a soldier looks like in action.
This was just a warm-up.
That was barely a warm-up.
Let's keep at it.
Goodness sakes. Yeah, I've searched around over there real quick. There's at least 3 or 4 rounds of them boogers hanging out. You're only going to have to smack them once, goodness sakes. You're not even going to build up any ATV. Well, I guess it's more than one hit. Tifa's doing handling her business over there. She beat up a rat for you. Now, there is, I think, an achievement for using sense material on everything, but I think instead of the sense material, when you've been targeting stuff, it's been automatically giving you all the data on everything. But I don't think you're worried about trophy hunting, necessarily. Mm. You can just get the usual trophies for doing things within the game, like normal. Yep, continue around. Right, so you're figuring your way around. More rats to smash around. Were-rats. Big nasty ones.
Now, what was the... I forget. Wasn't there an auto... target?
You're good at this.
Yeah, that's where you click your stick in.
You too.
And it'll target something.
I'm surprised.
Well, I've been here 5 years now. If you don't look out for yourself, no one else will. By the way, that one's gonna be on the test.
This a lesson?
Gotta learn if you're gonna stick around. Okay, let's wrap this up.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's where you... that's normal. That's what a sense materia would do, but I haven't seen sense materia. But when you target, it's going ahead and giving you the information that sense materia would have done.
Enough. About that.
So it'll probably only do that one time, the first time you target one of these things. Apparently it's giving you all the information about them.
I think that might be the last of them.
It won't stay gone for long.
Of course not. Even so, folks will be grateful for the peace and quiet in the meantime. A win's a win, you know?
True.
Trust me, it'll do wonders for your rep. Right, let's go check in with Biggs and Wedge.
Okay, it's gonna be behind you. I think it's the...
Oh, there's actually a sign right here that says...
Oh, yeah, go that way then. Okay.
Seven slums.
Follow the signs then, I guess. It's hard to remember which way you're at. Okay. Not that fence there, but that one. I think eventually you will get to go through that other fence. I don't remember. It's been a while. Because I think there's like a big nasty that you can do a side quest for.
Okay, now where I go?
Back to Biggs and Wedge.
Oh, okay.
Now remember, you just use that bar up top, and it'll that kind of point.
Massive. What does he sell again?
Searching for candidates.
Oop.
Hey, you just opened up shop.
And as you can also see, now see if you can buy something in the weapon shop now.
Where is the weapon shop?
You're right there.
Oh, here?
Yeah.
Hey, you just opened up
everybody,
shop.
Everybody's modeling the guns. Now see if you can talk to that guy.
Huh? I ain't got
he's still.
For a
maybe the other dude.
Like you?
Try the other guy.
Here.
Maybe you didn't look at him proper, because you should be able to buy some
to
stuff.
Keep you and your family safe.
Make sure your camera's aimed at him.
Come and check out our selection.
That's weird.
Speak with our friendly staff to find the perfect weapon.
I mean, it's
going to
be a while before you buy a new weapon. You could have actually just gone around back and gone up the stairs, but otherwise you have to go up a ladder. You need to go up that ladder that was back there.
What ladder?
Right. Oh. You see that? There's the ladder that goes up to where the washing's at.
That's what we need. A ladder.
Yep.
Mercenaries do roofs?
See, notice how everybody's kind of talking about mercenaries now?
Where do I go now?
Right in there, where the watch was.
Hey, it's that guy who will do anything you ask.
You're that guy.
I'm that guy now.
Yeah.
Back already?
Got every last one, too. Now the slum should be safe.
You guys are machines!
Good job. Meanwhile, we told everyone we could about you. So I heard. I've got to ask, though. What did you tell them?
It's all right. All
yeah,
you got to
so
do
personal.
Is keep up
They're
the good
private.
Work. It'll pay off soon enough, I promise.
How's the sword, by the way? Good. Glad to hear it. Seems like the perfect fit for you. Yeah. We've been through a lot.
Oh. You okay?
I'm fine.
Yeah. Now, remember, it says in the booklet here that green flash means there's false memory.
I need to ask, after you left the village...
He hasn't been through a lot with that sword.
It's a long story.
I've got time. Why don't you tell me all about it while we try to wrestle up some more work for you?
That sounds great! I'll come too!
Oh, no you won't.
What?
Run along now, you two.
Sorry,
go on.
Maybe next time.
No fair!
Think about it for a second. They haven't seen each other in years. You'd be a third wheel.
Hey, before we get back to it, why don't you check out the weapons?
Now you can go to the weapons store.
Come on, the dealer's probably heard all about you by now. Might treat you better.
Uh-huh.
I don't know about that.
You can go down that ladder right there.
Which, oh, that one.
Run right ahead, yeah.
Someone got rid of all the monsters on Scrap Boulevard.
Oh, you know, supposed to be me.
He gets over being a jerk. Yeah, you're pretty good. There's money to be made. Yeah, right there, the weapons store.
I kind of don't want to go back to him since he's such a butthole.
He's got a new sword for you, though.
Hold up. Heard there's a merc that'll take on any monster. You the man?
Word spreads fast around here.
What if I am?
Sorry about before. I get antsy when business is slow.
At least he apologizes.
Man, in your line of work needs weapons, no? Why not try that one on for size? Yours on the house. Badass like you rocking my weapons is good advertising. Think about it.
Fine.
Or if you want to take a look at something else.
Just a look.
Okay, let's go shopping. Weapons and armor and accessories and stuff, yep. Okay, so you actually own one iron bangle. It might be the one that Tifa's wearing. Oh, no. Oh, that's right. It'll show you what everybody's wearing if you can actually improve anything. That's how...
Both of these go down.
Neither one of them is improvement. Go look at accessories. Quite a few improvements for power wrist guards. Bulletproof vest is usually pretty good.
Power wrist guards? What the...
Yeah, power wrist guards are probably what you're wearing right now. Or you own one, at least. Bulletproof vest. Yeah, see how it's got the up arrow? So it's going to bring down your attack a little bit, but it's going to boost your vitality. Totally worth it. And if you read up the top there, some of these have like different effects, like revival earrings. If you're wearing that, if something knocks you out, it'll bring you right back up. But I've never really had much use. It lowers your... it's not going to affect it, but it lowers your attack a little bit. But bulletproof vest, buy you a couple of those. Those are always worth it. Yeah, buy one for both of you. There you go. I think that's all that gives. You don't need to buy any accessories. Armor. Your armor's already good. Probably for both of you. Okay, so just circle your way out of there.
Oh.
Unless you want to buy a power wrist guard,
no.
Which I wouldn't, because it's not going to boost anything. Okay.
Don't be a stranger.
Okay, so now you can acquire weapon abilities. Once you achieve maximum proficiency with a weapon's ability, that ability becomes your own. You can use it without the weapon equipped. Now that the Buster Sword ability is at maximum proficiency from the beginning. Or note that the Buster Sword abilities. So, yeah, I didn't remember
Since
having
Since you've got
any
yourself a new weapon, let's see if we can't put it to good use. Come on, let's go chat up Weimer.
Who?
The guy who tracks all the requests that come to the watch. You never know. Could toss some work your way.
Where's he at?
Oh, he should be back at the office by now.
Okay, but let's hop into your menu. Not that one. That's the command menu. Went to start button. There we go, material and equipment. First we'll work with Cloud, because you can put a new sword on. Yeah, right now you're using supernatural wrist guards for your accessory. But if you hit your X button on that, you can... this is where you can put on a bulletproof vest. So the supernatural wrist guard was giving you a boost to your strength, so that's why you're losing a little bit of your strength and a little bit of attack, but it ups your defense. And your vitality a bit. So it's kind of nice. Those wrist guards aren't bad, but you got a choice. You can put the bulletproof vest on that you just bought, or you can keep on those supernatural wrist guards. I'll let you decide. Which would you rather have, a little bit more on your attack or a little bit more on your defense?
Mm-hmm.
It looks like Tifa's wearing a pair of supernatural wrist guards, too. And stuff that you're not using, if you run out and get aching for money, you can sell stuff you're not using. But I don't think I've ever had to sell anything. But now if you hit X on the Buster Sword, now you can switch to the Iron Blade. And oh, look, you got 185 skill points to spend on it. Because you gain skill points for levels, and since it gave you 45 levels.
What's all the red? It looks like things go down.
Well, that's because you haven't improved it any yet.
Oh, well... Here I improved all the Buster Sword, and I'm switching to something else.
Yeah, you're going to get new weapons. You can always switch around if you like something, like the ability from a sword. The Buster Sword, you already got to use the ability. This will give you a triple slash, which is very, very handy, but you have to use it and get proficient first. Triple slash is great. But yeah, just equip it. And yeah, reslot the materia.
Oh, okay.
So it keeps your materia over there. And now you can...
So it puts the materia from the old sword onto the new sword. Okay.
Although you have one less materia slot on this one compared to the other.
Oh,
okay. But we can make some changes with that because we're going to hop out of there and we're going to do some upgrades on it. You could have upgraded it before we put it on, but that's okay.
What?
Hop out one more time. Tifa didn't get anything new, but yeah, upgrade weapons. We could have done the weapon upgrades before we equipped it if you could have seen what the difference is, but... You're going to make up the difference pretty quick. So every time you like level up and you gain a bunch of skill points, you'll be able to go back into all your weapons and do the upgrades and everything.
Are we doing the same thing?
Yeah, well, you could have hit the triangle button and just let it auto-allocate if you really wanted it to. Just to save a little time. Because this takes a lot of time to do.
I forget what I did. Okay.
Punisher mode counter damage. Ooh, hey. You haven't really even used Punisher mode, so... This is a very exciting episode of the podcast when we spent so much time trying to upgrade, but holy cow! They gave you such a boost. I mean, but I appreciate that they do that because there's some people who say, well, oh, easy modes for noobs or whatever. There's people who are against it, but most people say, like, you know what? I play a game to have fun, and if that means I'm going to play it on an easy mode, I don't care. I just want to play through it, and I want to enjoy myself. Some people like a severe challenge, and that's how they have their fun. People like me, I like a good balance. I don't want it too easy because I might get bored, but if I'm just really enjoying the story and the characters, then if I put it on easy, I don't care. If I'm having a hard time getting through stuff, I don't mind lowering it down a difficulty level. But this is more than lowering the difficulty level. This was giving you a good start up here. So, I mean, this is good for you because you don't play these kind of things at all.
I stink.
So... This gives you a chance to kind of learn playing a game like this, and you get to be ultra powerful. Heck, there's one game I've played that you could set up to where you play as normal, but it wouldn't let you die. So I put it on that mode, and I got a platinum in that game. Because I got the platinum basically because I made sure I did everything and got
Hang
everything
on, I did
out
everything.
Of it.
I think you did.
Make sure you get those materia slots first.
I'm down to one. Is it that?
Get the materia slots. There's three available here that you can unlock.
Looking. Okay.
Get those first. Okay.
And that's all I can do on that.
And now you've opened up a materia slot. You can put one of your materias back in that it took away from you because you didn't have enough slots between what you had in the Buster.
So what do I do?
Circle. You don't need to do anything for Tifa. So circle again. Materia and equipment.
Oh, okay.
There you go. In the cloud, hit your triangle.
Oh.
Triangle. There you go. And now go to that empty spot. And I think we had a magic upgrade that we lost from switching over. But you see how there's some materia there have that link, and then others are separate? That materia link is where you could put, like, an elemental materia, and that's what'll infuse the weapon with the element of that. Fire or ice or whatever.
I think I hear the kitties outside throwing a fit.
Well, it's nearly 6 o'clock, so we'll wrap this up after you go chalk to Weimer.
Go chalk to Weimer?
Go talk to Weimer.
I thought you said chalk.
Clean your ears out.
Nope, I'm pretty sure you said chalk. That's
the guy who Where are you going? Weimer's not up there.
Oh!
Just look at that sword of his.
So Remember to follow your compass.
Stop on!
Gotta stay focused. Even on break. It's the little voices that worry.
See, Weimer's got the thing over his head over there next to Chadley.
Searching for candidates.
There's people who really hate Chadley.
Hey there, Tifa. You need a helping hand?
Actually, I wanted to introduce you to an old friend of mine. This is Cloud. He's a merc.
You don't say. Well, we're always on the lookout for experienced fighters to help us deal with the bigger critters.
I'll take on anything. For the right price, that is.
Experienced and cocky, huh? If it's a challenge you want, I might have a few good ones. Your clients can fill you in on the details. Prove yourself with these jobs, and I'll see if I can't find you some more.
Thanks.
So if you hit the large button there, that's kind of like your select button almost. That's where you can get a look at the map.
What large button?
That whole thing, that's a big touchpad, and that's a button. See, it's trying to even indicate you. Yes, that thing is a button, and it's also sensitive to touch. You could almost use it like a mouse sometimes.
Whatever.
And not every game uses that ability. I think you could use it to kind of turn.
Okay.
But that's how you'll access the map, and you can see all the different quests that are in there. Now, you see where it's in this video, it's showing you the little girl. She's the one that owns that white cat. She's lost her kitty. So one of your side quests is you go help her find her kitty cat.
Candidate detected. Performing physical analysis. Sizable weapon. Excellent cardiovascular health and impressive lung capacity. Perfectly balanced muscle and bone structure. An optimal candidate. My name is Chadley. I'm an intern for Shinra's Research and Development Division. I hope you'll be interested in helping me with my research. Please accept this as a down payment. I would like you to set that assessed materia in your equipment and use it to gather intelligence in battle. This data will help me to develop new types of materia.
I'm not interested in working for Shinra.
You should know that I work actively to undermine Shinra's efforts. I'm sure you of all people can appreciate the tremendous power of materia, as well as how it might be wielded against your corporate enemies. And if you later decide that I am not worthy of your trust, you can do what you do best.
I will hold you to that.
Excellent! Then we shall work together so long as you deem fit. Once you've completed your task, please return and report to me.
And many, like, anime smarty characters, they've got the monocle.
Well, that's also what... if you've ever seen anything in Dragon Ball Z, they got the monocle that they actually can see power levels and stuff. That's why he was assessing.
I noticed he saw the little thing at the bottom, like he's probably, you know, able to...
Yeah. Well, and he's not entirely human either.
I think, and anytime I hear the name Chadley, I think of Gravity Falls, because there is a character that pops up on one of their like bad horror movies, and it's Chadley, and like he gets attacked by zombies, and they're like, "Oh, well, Chadley ain't pretty anymore."
I guess not. All right, when you complete a battle intel missions for Chadley, he will develop new kinds of materia. You can view battle intel missions from the battle intel in the main menu. Completing missions while respective quests are active will grant additional rewards. So now you've grabbed a count. Now see how he's green? Got a green thing over there? That means he's got a side quest for you.
Okay.
Please set the orb of assess materia to your equipment and use it to gather battle intel.
Okay, so he's got a side mission for you. So all we got to do is go into your materia again.
This here?
Yep. Now, the odd thing is, as you've been locking in, how it's been bringing up that information, that's what the assess, I think it was called sense in the original game. But yeah, set that in there and you'll complete a quest. Then you can get rid of it.
What? Where? What?
Yeah, swap the barrier out for assess.
How do I do that? Hit X?
Yeah, just like you've done before. And find that assess materia. There it is. Okay, that's all he really wanted you to do is put it in there, so go talk to him again.
Please set the orb of assess materia to your equipment and use it to gather battle intel.
Now we got to use it and batter it. So when you get a chance to fight something, try not to smash it up right away.
Because
you need to use assess
hard
on something. Yeah, I know. It's going to be hard because everything's too weak. You might have to, like, roll and dodge and build up some ATB or something.
Oh, hang on.
I'd want to introduce yourself to the other merchants.
Okay, I guess this... No? Where is she? I'm trying to figure out where she is.
Who is?
See the little thing at the top? It's like the my little green dealy-doo.
Yeah, you've got lots of little green dealy-doos. Chadley is one of them. If you want to see the map, you hit your big button there, and you can see where...
Am I supposed to talk to him again?
Well, he's waiting for you to do stuff. Weimer's got something for you to do, I think.
Okay, I was just confused on what they want.
You'll be proud now, and I just might have more work for you later.
Okay,
I think he's got a monster for you to go fight, though, at some point outside, like there's a bigger monster. But, like, if you hit the big button, the big touchpad, there's where your map screen is. You can, and now you can see where different missions would be. So there's a side mission over there, There's a side mission over there, and that's where you're going to go try to find the kitty cats. If you hit a square button, it'll even track that one for you, so you can find it a little easier. Oh, somebody's got rats for you to go smash. That would be something for you to go fight with that you could probably use assess. There's a nuisance in the factory. That might even work.
Huh? What?
There's a lot of things for you to do.
Whoa!
Yeah, if you want to see a full map, you hit the hamburger or options button. You can see all of Midgar, but you don't need to see all of Midgar.
Oh.
But there's different little missions. There's nuisance in the factory. That one you'll have some stuff that's a little tougher that maybe you'll be able to use some assess on something so you can complete that little side quest for Chadley.
I don't want to go help save the kitty.
Go with me. All right, well, lost friends. How do you hit circle or hit the square button and you track that quest. Okay. Now it's going to point you that way a bit more.
Okay, and I can...
There was something. Yeah, hit circle and you can get out of there or hit the thing.
Okay, so now...
So that giant green one is the one you're tracking.
Here you sell swords. Might want to introduce yourself to the other merchants to get off.
There, I think there was a way I was able to set it to where I had a mini-map on screen, but I don't remember what button does it.
You just opened up shop in the area, didn't you? Call us if you see trouble.
Oh,
take a picture, why don't you?
But you're fine, fine. Keep going.
Got something
turn right.
To say?
That's left.
Take a picture, why don't you? Hey.
And you see how your countdown meter's going just like World of Warcraft.
Might be a good idea to stock up on...
I think World of Warcraft had the same compass type of thing set up.
There's one dude in the watch who's like a...
I don't remember anything like that with it. But hang on, I feel like my...
Moves me to tears.
I don't feel like I'm going the right way.
Well, get your map out. This is where the mini map comes in handy. I can't remember how I turned it off. There's like a button. Oh, you walked right past it, apparently.
Okay.
It's just me, or there are more strays around here these days. There's this one dude.
I think it's down that path right there.
This one?
Yeah, take a look around there. Yeah, there we go.
Oh, there she is.
Gonna have to save up. Hey, where'd you guys come? Oh, hey there! Is Marlene with you?
No.
Oh, okay. I was kinda hoping she could help me find my friends.
I know someone who can help you. This guy right here.
Really? Okay, let me tell you all about them. They have long arms and legs, and they're a little skinny. They like places where there's food, and nice people will give them treats when they ask. And small spaces. Oh, yeah. And they're all cats.
I'm looking for cats.
They're friendly, so if you call them, they'll come running. All three of them. Find my friends, please.
All right, there you go. You're on your mission to find kitty cats.
What's the source of
them? You remember where one of them was. At Seventh Heaven. You can find your way back to Seventh Heaven again. You need to get yourself more comfortable with moving both sticks at the same time. This is where that map comes in. I can't remember what button brings up your mini-map. Hit triangle, maybe?
Hmm?
Nope, not the mini-map. There's something that you get a mini-map on screen. I don't remember what you hit. Maybe if you click down on the other stick.
Click down on what stick? Nope.
That's the other one on your right.
I did.
Yeah, that one didn't do it either. Try your control pad, pressing some directions on the control pad. Okay, that wasn't it. Oh, you're looking at your map, but there's a way to put a mini map on your screen. Okay, now you can see see where it's got a record looking thing. That's the jukebox at Seventh Heaven.
Okay.
So that's where you saw a cat there already. So you know at least there's a cat there. But try the control pad, not the stick, the pad, and press some different directions on that one real quick.
What? Control pad?
Yeah, the control pad, like you have on the Super Nintendo. You got a four-directional pad, and then you got a stick. See if different directions on that bring up that mini-map.
Nope.
I know there's a way to get it, I just don't remember how to do it. Although I've got it. Okay, well that's the apartments. So you know from the apartments where to go to Seventh Heaven, right?
I'm not sure. I
just
think it's
right there.
Way.
Yeah. So they blew up a reactor.
extractor so they think my husband decided to go to the station. Come on out.
Oh, wait. There was a clue back there.
I heard her. Come on out.
She's trying to coax something out. Maybe you check that one.
No? Keep dreaming, buddy.
Where are you going? What are you doing? It's behind you.
Hey, what are you doing in there? Come on out.
Well, how do I get down there?
Well, I think we'll come back down the way you were going. I think you can come around on the other side of the fence. There you go.
Hey, what are you doing in there? Come on out.
Looking good.
Talk to him. Or her. Talk to her.
I'm trying to get a cat to come out. It snatched one of my pastries and scurried in there. Will you be a dear and lend me a hand?
In you go.
Well, now what do I do?
Push forward. Keep going. You're walking.
Oh, there's a lot of kitties.
Well, yep. We'll see one with a thing over his head.
Now what do I do? Oh. Cute kitty. Oh, no. Don't run away.
This sucks.
They act like cats. All right, but that's one found.
Yeah, but...
They're not going to come up to him. They all run back to the little girl.
Oh, okay. You find them and hit
them. Oh, but there's a chest right there. Go up the stairs. Go get that.
What? Where? Oh. But all these kitties need homes, too.
They probably have homes, but it's not a great home. But believe me, most of the kitties around here are Wedge. Wedge loves cats, and he's got like three of them himself.
But that one was all like, meow, and Lainey all standing up and everything's so cute. Oh, sorry.
She didn't even take a step. She just slid out of the way.
All right,
we got 5 minutes before an hour's worth of video recording is done.
Meow, meow, meow. Okay, gotta find another kitty. Oh, that's the white one.
Yeah, talk to the lady again real quick, though.
For the love of... I'm sick and tired of chasing this little guy around.
Yeah, she didn't get her pastry back. Okay, continue on your way to 7th Heaven where the other kitty is.
But that was the white one. I thought that was outside the...
She's got three white cats.
Oh, okay.
Up the stairs. Wait, up the stairs. Where are you going? Right there. There's the next white kitty.
I've chatted with that Barrett guy a few times. Looks like a real hard ass, but he's actually pretty chill.
All right, pause for a second.
How do I pause?
Your menu button. Stop. You know, like a menu. I'm going to do this something. Okay, resume.
Okay, one more
I'm
kitty.
I'm giving you enough video to go find the last kitty cat.
One more kitty. Okay.
I can't remember where the last kitty's at.
Yes, enjoy yourself.
But listen to what people say. Sometimes you get a clue. Somebody will be talking to a cat or something.
Last I knew, he was posted in reactor one.
I don't think it's that away. That's Johnny's house over there. You've met Johnny in the original game, but they didn't do much for him for a character.
My sister on the plate came down to visit me, and she looked like a completely different person.
I wish I could live topside like her.
You can't hide forever, Avalanche. You're going down.
So Avalanche, yeah, we can't go through that.
I don't know if there's anything. Did you see the kitty?
Yep,
you found the other kitty.
Did you hear that?
That one I keep passing up a lot.
Aw, sweet kitty, go home.
All right.
Screw this.
Return to Betty, yes.
So grumpy.
This is kind
of
funny.
What's the source of all life?
Go talk to Betty.
Stream, right?
What? They ran away? So, I'm never gonna see them again?
Oh, okay, good.
You guys, you came back. They said that a scary man was chasing them. Thank you.
There you go.
Aw. Yay.
Okay. All right.
That went well. Could be you found your calling.
Yeah. Was all right, I guess.
Think of each job as an opportunity. Not to make money, but to build connections.
It's not what you know, but who.
You remembered.
Not a patient teacher.
Maybe not so patient next time.
Oh boy.
Oh, Barrett should have finished collecting his share of the money by now. So what do you want to do? Head back to the bar?
No. All right, well, go ahead and pause. You want to stop here?
Yeah.
It's about time to feed our own kitties. So go down to the save load and save your game real quick. Right on that spot.
This one?
Yep. You're going to replace that one. Okay. I'm going to stop the recording. I muted the game. Okay, so now is your second, well, a little bit more than an hour, I think, of playing. Mm-hmm. So you've got to spend some time with Tifa, and you see how much more depth Tifa has compared to the original game. You didn't get to interact with Tifa too much, I think,
a lot in the original game before you even got to, like, an actual story. Like, it seemed like a lot of, you got to get out of the reactor, and I don't know, just this one seemed to engage in the story a lot sooner.
You're not even really fully engaged in the story right now. You're getting in kind of introduction, but you're getting to spend time with the characters. Because the next part of the story is going after that second reactor, which you have done because you've met Aerith in the church. I think in the original game you did get that far, which you have not even gotten to that point. So the next story beat is actually going after Reactor 2, but you're getting to spend time in here. There's a bunch of side missions to do, and the more side missions you do, the more things get unlocked for you to do. You'll get to have a conversation with Tifa and choose what outfit she'll end up wearing later when she goes to Don Corneo.
I felt like in the original one, it felt like a lot of preliminaries. This doesn't feel like a bunch of preliminary.
And actually, though, this is the one with preliminaries. The other one doesn't have it. It's kind of weird. It feels reverse of what it really is, because you're getting to do a lot of the extra fun stuff, and you get to spend time with the characters, and so that's why I find this is an improvement. But this is also why, like, this entire remake is only Midgar, which is only like the very, very beginning of the normal game, and some people were bothered by that, but the rest of us were like, no, they were able to give you even more of Midgar and make the characters more pronounced or whatever. You get to spend more time with them, and
there's more people there to interact with. The area feels more alive.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't feel like a preliminary. You know, I mean, I know there's going to be more to come and all that kind of stuff, like from what you've said and all that kind of thing, but it doesn't feel like it doesn't feel like you're just fiddling your thumbs and waiting for the real thing to actually happen.
Yeah, although you actually are, but they added in this is bits of story, because you're getting to go and talk to the characters, and some of it is things you did do, like where you were going up and to talk to the neighborhood watch. I don't know if you remember in the original game you had the and they still call it at certain points the learner's tower or whatever kind of thing.
Yeah,
where, you know, that's basically where you were just at to join the watch.
Yeah,
it's still that same building, but they just adapted it. But if you look on your app thing, it's still labeled the same thing. So it's kind of neat. So they you're still getting to do a lot of the things that were in the original game, but some of your little meanderings are now expanded, and they don't feel like you're meandering. They feel more like you're doing stuff and advancing little bits of story, because you're spending time with the characters.
It feels more open. It reminds, like, I mentioned, like, World of Warcraft, but it kind of does feel a little bit, now that we've got, like, the little quests and things like that, I'm going to run around this area and I do these quests, and we're headed somewhere.
Yeah.
But the
next real piece of story will be going after the next reactor. But you get to have this nice little side story first, and then things will move ahead, and you'll go to the next reactor and get to have a whole. But it's very episodic. So it's almost like if you were watching a TV show, this would be, you know, and you noticed it has chapters.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, each chapter could be almost like an episode of a thing. Right now you're in chapter 3. And you're going around, and this is Sector 7. You get to have some adventures in Sector 7. There's still more fun things to do and side missions to do in Sector 7. And then you'll go into the next chapter of the reactor. Then you get to have a chapter where you get to spend a lot more time with Aerith. And it's fun. I think you've seen a lot of that anyway. One point with me playing through that thing, you have to see, like, even the journey into Sector 6, I think, before, but now you get to do it yourself. So overall, though, more fun still than the original for you?
Yeah, like I said, it doesn't feel like I'm just doing a lot of extra before I get to the story.
Yeah.
Is what the original kind of felt like. Like, I gotta do this, gotta do that. Well, and I was very frustrated. So that probably made it feel a lot longer than it really was.
I don't feel frustrated
with this, and I'm sure it's the boost, and I know you're over there like, oh my gosh, you're doing too much stuff, but like, I'm not frustrated.
Yeah. You're getting to go and just do, you know, have a quick battle, and the battles are easy. The only thing you're going to struggle with is getting a chance to assess something, because you really haven't used a lot of your ATB abilities, but I'm thinking if we get you to dodge with a circle button, you'll build up some ATB, so just don't hit anything, although you can't keep Tifa from hitting stuff. See if you can build up an ATB thing just enough to where you can use the assess, and then once you've assessed something, or either that, you know, try targeting something, because that screen has been popping up when you've targeted stuff, looks exactly like the assess screen, which is not normally how it works.
You'll have to help me when I get in the next fight, because I don't know if I'm going to remember all that.
Because right now you're so powerful that I don't know when you're ever going to get a chance to assess something, but Chadley pops up in a lot of other places too, so you can turn that quest in, I think, probably later, because he'll be hanging out in Sector 5 in Aerith's neighborhood too. So, but when you get to a certain point, he will have a training sim for you to go and fight monsters and get new materia and stuff like that. You're all helping his research, and he's a little, he's not human. He's kind of a cyborg, a little guy. And they gave him so much stuff to do in that in Rebirth, everybody apparently found him annoying. I'm fine with him. It's my replays through Rebirth that I'm like, shut up, Chadley. Because he starts talking when you're not even trying to engage with him. You're just, and he's nearby the area, and he starts talking to you, and you're like, shush. Chadley, the
grown-ups are talking. Wasn't he the one in the dumpster? Was he the one in the dumpster?
No, that was not Chadley.
Oh, okay.
That was a little kid playing at being a spy.
Okay.
So, which is, I appreciate, like, all the, as you said, it's a very alive world. Everybody has little conversations, things happening around you. It's just great. It's overall superior. So this is why I had it got me through COVID, and that's why it's become such a top game for me as this one, and that's why I was super excited for Rebirth, and I ended up loving Rebirth, and now we're all just waiting. Hopefully it's not another 3 years before we get the third part of the thing to wrap up the thing. But now we're sitting impatiently, which is why I fill my time with, I can read like the little books and have all these extra stories, because the story is really, really good, which you're only getting small hits at it. But I guess we're going to wrap this up. So make sure you share the show, y'all. I'm going to turn Heather's mic off because she wants to leave. There we go. So we'll see y'all next time at, of course, Watching Movies with Your Pastor. Don't forget, if you want some more fun, you can check out The Fandom Nexus in case you have never listened to that one. We are available, of course, on YouTube, and you can watch video versions of the podcast and various ones. At some point within our history, we will have watched Jaws. I did talk with Philip. We are going to be watching Jaws, and we've hit a 50th anniversary for that. Either that episode will be that episode will probably be released before this one, so make sure you've checked out that episode as well. And I'm sliding out of the way so Heather can get past me. Okay. That's all I can think of right now to say. So we'll just wrap this up and say thanks for listening. And we'll see you at the movies. Or on the couch playing a video game. As that seems to be the case. You can hear her talking to the cats, can't you?